Delilah, and Samson. Well, Samson was this strong man who was given his strength by God, and he goes to the city of Gaza and carries away the gate of the city. And the people of the city and the Philistines say, we must capture this terrible Samson. And somebody has an idea. Yeah, that's right. They're going to use...
Delilah.
Because she is a Philistine. And so they say, well, this Samson is in love with our pretty Philistine girl Delilah, and if he can find out the secret of Samson's strength, then we'll be able to stop him being so strong.
That what people go to Q's mind and some people like that person.
Yeah, there are all sorts of people around who are like that, who are cunning. So they say to her, we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver if you can find out the secret of Samson's strength and if you can give him into our hands. Delilah thinks, wow, 5 lords of the Philistines giving me 1,100 pieces of silver. That's 5,500 pieces of silver.
How much money was that?
Well, in our terms, that's like millions of pounds or dollars or euros.
But how many pounds?
I don't know exactly. About lots and lots of money. So she would
100?
So she would have thought that now I can live really a great life with all the money I want. So she says to Samson, you're so strong, Samson. What could take your strength away? If you love me, tell me. And Samson says, well, if I were tied up with 7 new leather straps, I wouldn't be stronger than any other normal person. So Delilah gets Samson to fall asleep, and then she ties up Samson with what he said, these 7 new leather straps. And then she gets the Philistines to come and attack Samson, but he just pulls these straps off him, gets up, and gets away. And so she starts crying in front of Samson, saying, oh, please tell me, you lied to me. Please tell me your strength. And Samson is all upset, although he's so strong. You see, this is how a woman can have power over a man. She gets him to tell him, eventually, why he's so strong. And eventually he tells her, and he says, look, I've never had my hair cut because I've been dedicated to God. Well, she makes him go to sleep, and then she cuts his hair off, and the Philistines come and attack him, and he gets up to fight them, thinking he'll be strong as usual, and he isn't, because his hair has been cut off. And so they capture him, and he's lost his strength. And they take him into their prison, and they put out his eyes. They make him go blind, and they make him work in the prison house. So they would have given their pieces of silver, the 5,500 pieces of silver, to Delilah. But I do wonder if, when she was older, whether it really made her happy. Because to do that is awful, just for money. So they teased Samson. And he must have thought to himself, as he was blind there in the prison, laughed at by the Philistines, he must have realized how foolish I was, because I saw with my eyes that beautiful woman and I told her my secret, and now I've lost my eyes. But his hair started to grow again, and his faith in God returned. So the Philistines made him work hard in the prison house, grinding out grain and corn, although he's blind. And then they have a big party.
He, like grinding with a millstone.
Yeah, something like that. He'd have had to push it round with his arms.
But how did he know that it was there? Well, how did he know?
Well, they would have put his hands where he needed to put them so he could do the work. So they
had lots and lots of bread.
Maybe. So they had this big party to worship their idol that was called Dagon.
Is that the party?
It was like a big party. I expect they were all drinking and there were There were lots and lots of people there on the roof and inside the house or the temple as it was. And the whole roof was held up on two pillars. And Samson said to a young boy, "Please put my hands on the pillars that hold the house up." And God worked through that little boy. So it just shows how God works through little people. So Samson then prays to God and says, "Please, O God, please give me your strength just once more." And he repents. And he is given strength and he pushes the pillars over and the whole roof collapses. And although he's killed through his death, thousands of God's enemies, the Philistines, are killed at the same time. Then when we come to the New Testament and we read in a chapter called Hebrews chapter 11, you read there of all the, or some of the faithful people in the Old Testament, those who died in faith and who will be resurrected and be in God's kingdom. And one of them that's listed is Samson. So he had faith. And but we will see him in the kingdom.
Why?
Well, because he repented and he was sorry for what he did and God forgave him what he did. Because we've all sinned. We can't any of us say, "Oh, I'm so much better than Samson." So it's a great encouragement to us that God worked through the life of this rather unusual man and that he will be in God's kingdom.